I'm Billy Henry, and this summer, we're offering a special deal to fans of Stardate. You can get year-long subscriptions to our same-day radio podcast and Stardate magazine for a total of just $35, $10 off the regular price. Details at stardate.org, and thank you for your support.
Stardate July 8th. If astronomers at the star Regulus could pick up radio broadcasts from Earth, right about now, they'd be hearing something like this.
The Nazis are now calling themselves werewolves. They're worse than that.
President Franklin D. Roosevelt lies with the problems of the nation finally lifted from his shoulders, stricken late this afternoon.
Truman, who today became the 32nd president of the United States at one of the greatest moments in world history.
They'd just now be hearing about the final days of World War II because Regulus is a bit more than 79 light years away. That means it takes more than 79 years for light, including radio waves, to travel from Earth to Regulus, or from Regulus to Earth. So the light we see from Regulus tonight actually left the star in 1945. And if anything dramatic were to happen to the star tonight, we wouldn't know about it until 2103. 79 light years is a huge distance. Light travels at 670 million miles per hour. That means Regulus is almost 500 trillion miles away, a 5 followed by 14 zeros. Such vast distances make many people skeptical that we could ever have a chat with another civilization. It might take generations from the time one side said hello until the other could respond. So someday we might hear a broadcast from another civilization, but we'll probably never become best buds. Look for Regulus to the upper left of the moon in the evening twilight, a close neighbor that's not close enough for a neighborly chat. Our web address is stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.